and I do work at the University of Delta Center down in Portageville, Missouri, and really glad to be part of this distinguished panel today. And I got a pretty good idea how that Missouri mule felt when they entered him in the Kentucky Derby. So anyways, start by recognizing my co-authors, Dr. Gene Stevens, also of the University of Missouri Delta Center, Ron Olson, and Matthias Rufo from Mosaic Company. And my topic today is comparing in-field distribution for zinc and phosphorus in plant and soil resulting from the applications of composites and mixed fertilizers. First thing I do need to point out that the support for this research was provided by the Mosaic Company, and that use of product names is for identification only, and this does not constitute an endorsement by the University of Missouri. Start with some definitions. One of the products we're looking at is DAP, diammonium phosphate. Another one is MESZ, and it's a composite fertilizer manufactured by the Mosaic Company, and you can see its composition there. Composite fertilizers, these are materials which combine more than one element into each fertilizer granular prel, and these components may be chemically or physically bonded. Example of this would be DAP, containing phosphate and nitrogen, or MESZ, containing nitrogen, phosphorus, zinc, and sulfur. Compare these to mixed fertilizers, and these are combinations of different fertilizer sources. Example of this would be combining zinc sulfate with diammonium phosphate. Our hypothesis we had here that composite fertilizers, fertilizers combine zinc into each prel, would result, applications of these would result in a more uniform distribution pattern of zinc than blended fertilizers. And this uniformity will be reflected in both soil and plant tissue. A secondary hypothesis with the resulting pattern uniformity will be more strongly evident in the soil than in plant tissue. Methods and materials. We had a two-year corn experiment starting in 2008, continuing in 2009. University of Missouri Delta Center in Portageville. A Tiptonville silt loam. Different areas of the same field were used each year. 2008, we had a background P level of 72 pounds per acre of phosphorus as measured by Bray 1, and zinc of 1.8 parts per million as measured by DTPA. In 2009, the numbers are listed there too. We used a randomized complete block. 2008, there were 5 replications. However, in 2009, we had 4 replications. It's important to note that each year, other treatments were included each year, but we were more interested in the treatments we selected, so we've thrown out everything else for purposes of this discussion. What we did is we compared MESZ and DAP plus zinc sulfate were compared to an untreated check, and we have our application rates there. We ended up putting out about 90 kilograms per hectare of phosphate in both instances. For the MESZ, we ended up putting down about 1.12 kilograms per hectare of zinc, whereas in the DAP plus zinc sulfate, we had 5 times as much zinc put into the system. All these treatments were applied pre-plant and then shallow incorporated, and we collected soil and tissue samples at V5 growth stage. Wanted to talk a little bit about more how we collected those samples. Four soil and plant tissue samples were collected per plot. These samples were taken from row number 2 of each of the 4 row plots, flagged at 150, 300, 450, and 600 centimeters from the front end of each plot. At each point, the closest corn plant to the flag was removed at ground surface. This became our tissue sample. 2 6-inch depth core samples were collected within the corn row, either side of the collected plant. These were composited and became our soil sample. And I have a picture of that process. We've measured there, and my workers have come to the flag, and they've collected the corn plant from there and in the process of removing the soil sample from the row there. Once we obtained our samples, we analyzed them. Soil and tissue were analyzed for both phosphorus and zinc content. The soil by Bray 1, and we analyzed that colorimetrically, whereas the zinc, we did a DTPA extraction and analyzed that by atomic absorption. The tissue was dried, weighed, and ground, and we did a H2SO4, H2O2 digestion on it. The phosphorus was determined colorimetrically. The zinc was determined by atomic absorption. And from these numbers, both zinc and phosphorus uptake was calculated. Once we had those numbers for each plot, the mean from each plot and the coefficient of variability of the four samples collected within each plot was calculated. The resulting means and CVs were then compared using SAS. I wanted to turn to some of the data that we had. And looking at the mean values in our ANOVA table, you can see that there was a significant difference in the mean values from the soil test, whereas the coefficient of variability, there also was a significant difference in terms of the zinc found in the soil. Want to look at those, and those are the numbers that I chose to look at in our next slide. I have here plotted the mean zinc values, and you can see that there was a distinct difference between the check and the DAP plus zinc sulfate, whereas the MESZ was statistically equivalent to both of those. This is probably to be expected because remember that we applied 1 pound of zinc with the MES zinc, whereas we applied 5 pounds of zinc with the DAP. The thing that I found interesting was that when we compared the coefficient of variability for the samples collected, that the check and the MESZ had statistically the same equivalent, the same coefficient of variability, whereas the DAP plus zinc sulfate was much more variable and statistically distinct from the other two. So we can say that we had produced a more uniform distribution using the composite fertilizers than the mixed blends. Turning to some of our tissue data, once again, we found significant differences in dry matter, phosphorus uptake, and zinc uptake for the mean values. However, for the coefficient of variability, there were no statistically significant interactions found there. Looking at some of those numbers in terms of dry matter accumulation, you can see that by adding either product, we produced a significantly greater amount of dry matter by adding either source of fertilizer over the untreated check. And the CVs were once again statistically the same. Turning to zinc and phosphorus uptake, the means of our uptake, and in my numbers here presented in milligrams per plant, we analyzed the plants on an individual basis. You can see that in terms of the zinc, that adding zinc into the system increased statistically the amount of zinc found in the plant. And it's interesting that the MES zinc, MESZ, we applied 1 pound of zinc, where it's 5 pounds in the zinc sulfate, that it was numerically greater for applying less. So we got a better fertilizer efficiency from that. Coefficients of variability were all statistically the same. Turning to the phosphorus means for the uptake, once again, we found a better, statistically greater amount of phosphate in the MESZ treatments than we did on the DAP plus zinc sulfate. And once again, the coefficients of variabilities were much the same for both, statistically equivalent. And this goes back to what you would expect to find. Here I have a representation where I took the amount of MESZ to represent 100 pounds of product, which would represent 1 pound of zinc per acre, and distributed that on an area of 1 square foot. Tried to distribute it as evenly as I possibly could using my failing eyes, and you can see that there's a pretty good distribution of particles in that area. Compare this to 5 pounds of zinc as zinc sulfate, and you can see that here, instead of having 35 granules each containing zinc, now we're down to having 10 granules each of them containing zinc. Compare that to 1 pound of zinc as zinc sulfate, and now in a square foot we only have 2 granules. So I ended up proving what I set out to prove, or what I thought that I'd prove, that you would get a better distribution of zinc by combining it in more prels over that area. Conclusions. The MESZ resulted in a more uniform zinc distribution than the blend, even at 1/5 the zinc rate of the blend. Interesting also that we probably get a better distribution of phosphorus too, given that the percentage of phosphorus in the MESZ is 40% compared to 48 for the DAP. This more homogeneous cell distribution was not translated into a more uniform zinc plant uptake. The growing crop buffered this effect. And more distribution, even distribution, resulted in higher efficiency, the same uptake than the blend with less zinc applied. And MES zinc increased P uptake compared to the blend, and that probably is due to a better distribution of the product of the lower analysis for phosphorus in the product, and also the availability of all the nutrients available in one prel in one location throughout the field. And finally, more study is with other cropping systems is warranted. Anyways, with that, I'd turn to questions, any that you might have. Before Steve runs me off here.
No, we have 2 minutes for questions.
What was your background pH?
Our pH in that, we measure a salt pH in Missouri, which is a pH in a weak salt solution. It was right around 6. I'm going to say it's 5.59 to 6.3 in terms of salt pH, which would be 6.69 in a water pH. We try to maintain our pHs fairly close to optimum.
Do you think that the greater phosphorus uptake from the MES product was at least partly related to the acidulation effect of the salt that's in that material?
That is another hypothesis that I had too, because we're putting out 20 pounds of sulfurous with the MESZ. That soil there is fairly high in CEC. It runs about 10 to 15. It's above our recommendations. Our recommendations for sulfur in Missouri are based first on CEC, and we don't recommend sulfur if the CEC is less than 7. So on that basis, we wouldn't have recommended sulfur. We're starting to see more and more sulfur deficiencies. That's one thing that I really questioned when we set this up, is do we need to add sulfur into the system for the other products too?
One last question.
Why did you have your zinc rate and your sulfate so much higher than from your blended material?
Well, that was the treatments that I decided to look at in more detail. Also in the expanded treatments, one of the ones we threw out was zinc sulfate at the rate of 1 pound per acre. There came a time when money was a factor, and we decided that this is the treatment that we were going to settle on for this time. Probably wasn't the most best choice, but it was the one we made.
Thank you, David.